I'm honoured to be able to say a few words about Peter at this symposium celebrating his career in science. I'm only sorry that I'm unable to be with you in person. I'm not quite sure when we first met, but I think it must have been when I was director of the UK eScience Core Programme. The common themes that I have worked with Peter on relate to open science data, open access, and semantic publishing. These themes are encapsulated in the Panton Principles launched from the pub of the same name in February last year. I'm pleased to say that I and my colleagues at Microsoft Research completely support these principles, and I have just been to the website to endorse them. And I like the beer in the Panton Arms. I well remember meeting Peter at an ACS meeting in Chicago in 2007. I was presenting a talk about the data life cycle and the curation of laboratory experimental data, based partly on the CombiChem and eBank projects of Jeremy Frey, a chemistry colleague of mine at Southampton. Peter was not giving a talk himself, but Nick Day, one of the Unilever Center team in Cambridge, gave a talk about their joint work. The title could be a summary of Peter's key life goal, Semantic Chemical Publishing. This talk was not only about extracting semantic information from documents, but also from data. It also introduced me to the concept of datuments. This was introduced in a 2004 paper with Peter's long-term collaborator, Henry Respa from Imperial, and proposed using hyperdocuments for transmitting and preserving the complete content of a piece of scientific work. Worryingly, it is becoming more and more difficult to validate the reproducibility of the scientific record, and the datument was meant to be the next big thing to solve this problem. Well, we're still waiting for the breakthrough, but our recent work with Peter and colleagues in producing a CML-based add-in for Microsoft Word goes a little way towards this goal. Peter is an inveterate blogger who is not afraid to speak his mind, even on several occasions, to my knowledge, defending Microsoft and their intentions towards XML standards for Office. Peter has been a great collaborator and visionary, and I fully expect him to continue as a leader for many years to come. I hope you have a great day, and I'm sorry I'm not with you.